Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I love watching movies in movie theaters, but when it's a lockdown, it's just not an option. So first, let me tell you a few ways to watch films at home for free. Canopy, that's with a K, offers an excellent selection of films, which you sign out using your library card, up to 8 movies per month. New additions include bizarre films like Borgman, comedies like Young Adult, and classics like Warren Beatty's Reds. Look for it in your public library website. The National Film Board of Canada, NFB, has tons of movies, documentaries, and animation, new and old, online for free. Go to nfb.ca/films to view these. And if you're Francophone or want to practice your French, there's a festival that's only online called MyFrenchFilmFestival.com. And for animation for kids, they're offering it for free right now, so you can check that out. But new movies, as in movies you pay for, are still being released online. So this week I'm looking at 2 new online movies. There's a World War II drama about a famous entertainer and his encounters with the enemy in occupied France, and a science fiction comedy about a man who encounters his future self in Canada. James versus his future self, directed by Jeremy Lalonde. James, played by Jonas Chernick, is a particle physicist who works at a lab. His obsession? Time travel. He lives at home with his sister Meredith, played by Tommy Amber Peary. Their mom and dad were killed in a terrible accident 15 years earlier, so she functions as his de facto mom and dad herself, tearing him away from his science calculations just long enough to eat a meal or get some sleep. James works alongside the beautiful and brilliant Courtney, played by Cleopatra Coleman, a science geek just like him. She's up for a position at the CERN accelerator in Geneva. James harbors a secret crush on her, but are the feelings mutual? They do get together regularly for video nights with Chinese takeout, but that's the entire extent of his social life. Until his world is turned upside down by a taxi driver named Jimmy, played by Daniel Stern. Jimmy is a crusty old guy with a graying chin beard. He loves croissant, music, and waxing lyrical about living in the present. But he also has a dark side. He could be the late Ram Dass's evil twin. More important, he claims to be James's future self. Jimmy says James is going to invent the time machine and will gain fame, fortune, and a stellar career devoted to science because of it. Yay! Except Jimmy has come back from the future to stop him. Don't do it or you'll end up like me, tired, bitter, and alone. Fall in love instead. Have fun. Enjoy your life. So can James reconcile his future incarnation with his current scientific obsession? Can he ever get along with Meredith or fall in love with Courtney? Or is this all just a hoax? James versus his future self is a surprisingly good time travel comedy that does it all with virtually no special effects. Daniel Stern as future James looks absolutely nothing like Jonas Chernick, but it doesn't matter. Why use expensive de-aging technology like they did in The Irishman when you can just have 2 actors and say time travel messes you up? Jeremy Lalonde, who directed movies like The Go-Getters and Sex After Kids, is always doing these weird and quirky comedies. And I got to say, they just get better and better. Stern and Chernick are great as the two Jameses, and Coleman and Peary also show their stuff. Great cast, good performances. The movie was shot up north in beautiful Sudbury. My only question is, how is it that there are two Canadian movies open 2 months apart, both about with a female lead moving to Switzerland to work at the CERN supercollider? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Just funny. James on versus his future self is a good film to enjoy at home. Resistance, written and directed by Jonatan Jakubowicz. In the late 1930s, it's the late 1930s in Strasbourg, France. Marcel, played by Jesse Eisenberg, works at the family kosher butcher shop run by his dad, played by Karl Markovics. But he'd rather be at his night job impersonating Charlie Chaplin on stage at a downtown brothel. But war is looming, so he starts work at an orphanage inside a huge castle for little kids fleeing Nazi Germany. Two sisters, Emma and Mila, played by Clémence Poésy and Vika Karekis, also work there, and Marcel really likes Emma. Feelings are mutual. The tiny little refugees are frightened and speak no French, but Marcel discovers he can communicate without words. He starts performing silently as a mime, or meme, expanding the skills he learned at theater school. He's a natural. One performance, and the kids forget all their troubles. He also teaches them how to be silent themselves, how to climb up trees, and how to make themselves disappear, especially if they're being chased by Nazi soldiers. Then comes the invasion, and they all flee south to Limoges. There, he and his friends join the resistance to fight the German occupation, which is led by the notorious Klaus Barbie, played by Matthias Schweighöfer, known as the Butcher of Lyon. He learns to forge passports and perform acts of derring do, but can he lead the orphans to safety in the Swiss Alps? Okay, at the beginning of Resistance, I was cringing and squirming in my seat. First of all the actors, including Jesse Eisenberg, speak with this annoying, generic, fake European accent. Worse still, it looked like this is going to be a movie about orphans, Holocaust, and a clown. A potentially lethal combination. Something like Jerry Lewis's legendary but infamous lost film called The Day the Clown Died, or the day the Clown Cried, about a clown in Auschwitz. Luckily, it isn't like that. It wasn't bad at all. It borrows from a lot of movies about the German occupation, especially Melville's Army of Shadows, but it has a whole lot of new scenes. Brand new stuff, hiding scenes, escape scenes, chase scenes. It's actually quite good. Very classic in style, feeling like movies from 50, 60 years ago. More interesting still is this is a biopic. You know who the mime is? It's Marcel Marceau, the most famous mime anywhere ever. I never knew he was in the French Resistance. So this is a movie with an accomplished international cast from Europe, North America, and South America, many of them who earlier appeared in other World War II dramas like Son of Saul and The Counterfeiters, and the director is from Venezuela. So if you're looking for a historical, multinational movie complete with thrills and tears, Resistance is one to watch. James versus Future Self and Resistance are both available now online. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.